And because we had to find an explanation, I had to find an explanation and explain to people who trusted me and who've been asking me as a medical professional, so why are people getting sick and how come it's, working simultaneously and so on and so forth. So I found a lot of evidence of the crime, like, for example, with polio when the DDT was used, right? And they needed to cover it up. So they came up with this viral theory on the, you can cover pretty much any industrial crime with the viral theory, with the germ theory, because it's very convenient. And people wouldn't even question what have been done to them, and they, and you can avoid many lawsuits if you do it right. And if you, people are seeking for an explanation for their like immediate explanation. And viral theory is perfect with that because it explains many, many things. If you don't really dig into it, you just accept this. And this is sort of a whale for your consciousness, which keeps you afloat with your understanding of what's going on with you. It's very scary, frightening, and excellent for the pharmaceutical companies because they can then sell you pretty much any drug or any injection, but it's not how it really works, and it doesn't explain the true nature of the disease, and it does take away from the picture many of the aspects that should be studied, not only the toxicology, not only the effects of the radiation, not only the effects of the electricity, but also the resonance, the how we communicate, how we affect each other naturally, how we deal with seasons, the hormonal system, the endocrine system, how we are developing, the changes throughout development, how we